What's behind the push for a new sales tax? I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range. Coming up, finding art in the world of aviation.
The skill that it would take to get this perfectly smooth propeller blows my mind.
But first, Wichita voters will decide in March whether to enact a 1% city sales tax for the next 7 years. Local government reporter Meg Britton Mellish joins us now to talk about the details.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hi, Meg. So give me just the basics here. What will voters be voting on?
Yeah, so in December, the city council unanimously voted to call a special election on a sales tax proposal from Wichita Forward. That's a group that was founded by Aaron Bastian of Fidelity Bank, Ben Hutton of Hutton Construction, and John Rolfe of Thrive Restaurant Group. Wichita Forward wrote the ballot question, and a yes vote would create a citywide sales tax that would run from July of this year to June of 2033. Wichita Forward says that they expect the tax to generate about $850 million.
So let's talk dollars and cents here. Do we know where that money would come from and precisely where it would go?
So the tax, which you might have also heard called a 1 cent sales tax, would be added to anything that's already taxed through state sales tax, as well as groceries. And the proposal would direct that money to a lot of different places, covering new police equipment, new firehouses, renovations to Century 2, funding for homelessness and housing projects, property tax relief, and a new performing arts center.
So how were these categories selected?
That's been a big question, especially at the public information sessions. Wichita Forward says that they sent out a survey. They also consulted the city's upcoming commitments from its capital investment plan. And they've taken note that the pandemic relief money that has seeded the new homeless shelter is going to run out in October. Aaron Bastian says they're basically common sense areas for investment.
These are not new issues. They're common pain points voiced by Wichitans. And this is our chance to make critical investments in Wichita. We need solutions. This proposal is a solution, an investment in us by all of us.
And, you know, it's really important to know that the way the ballot is written, if it passes, the city cannot direct the tax money somewhere else. It has to be used in these very specific ways.
Right. But has Wichita Forward presented what they want these Century 2 renovations or the new Performing Arts Center to look like?
Not exactly. And that's another real issue for many people. Some of them are like John Whitmer, who's the chairman of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. He spoke as a citizen before the council about this.
Where are the details? Where are the schematics? You're asking Wichita voters to commit to a 7-year plan that by the time inflation factors in will be over $1 billion. The devil is in the details. And this devil bites.
The Performing Arts Center has really become a sticking point for the council. They spent the last meeting of the year debating about how to put additional guardrails on how the tax dollars would be used or spent related to this project. But, you know, we're still early in the process. There's a lot of time before voters make their decision on March 3rd.
Be sure to follow Meg's coverage at KMUW.org. The Kansas Aviation Museum houses a bevy of planes and other flight memorabilia, but it also features murals and other works of art. For this month's artworks, Torin Anderson caught up with Logan Doherty, the museum's curator and director of collections, to find out more about what's considered art in the world of aviation.
Logan Doherty is a musician outside of work. He sees art on the building, in the building, and outside the building.
Obviously, that's a tricky word to define, but I would say planes are art. In the old-timey definition, they would call anything you make art.
Because of the weather, we will stay inside with his dog joining the tour.
My dog's name is Jeff.
Come on.
Yeah, there's some cool ones outside. Really foggy today.
After walking upstairs, we see a bright painting on the wall.
We do have paintings scattered around, which these are definitely art.
Doherty leads me down the hall to point out a long mural.
So these are murals that hung in this building when it was an airport. So if you didn't know, this building was Wichita Municipal Airport from 35 to 54. They were actually painted for the main post office in downtown Wichita. But they didn't like them at the post office because these are a art style called regionalism that was kind of part of the culture war in the 1930s.
Doherty points to the famous painting featuring abolitionist John Brown holding a rifle in one hand and a Bible in his other hand.
So this is Tragic Prelude by John Stuart Curry. It hangs in the Capitol building in Topeka. And that painting actually had a curtain in front of it for years because it was considered controversial. People didn't like the chaotic view of Kansas that it was putting forward.
Besides the coarse nature of its Dada and surrealist style, Kansans were opposed to this style of painting because they thought it was socialist. Local history is found throughout the painting, including the old hangar from the municipal airport.
And I think they painted that just because it was a cool local building, and then it ended up hanging next to the hangar.
After the building was an airport, it was used as office space for the Air Force. Some forgotten details were rediscovered once they started restoring for museum purposes.
And when they did that, they uncovered these designs that they know from historic photos were all over the ceiling. So they used these to create stencils to repaint them on the ceiling. If you're walking up those stairs, and that would have been how people came into this airport if they flew here, they would land out there on the ramp and walk up. Then the ceiling is very obvious from that view.
We walk a little further down the hall and see a propeller display.
Do people believe that to be art? I see these and I definitely think art. I like woodworking, and the skill that it would take to get this perfectly smooth propeller blows my mind. And also the fact that it has to be so balanced. When something is spinning so fast, the balance is off a little bit, it will shake it terribly. So the idea of getting an organic material like wood to be perfectly balanced and perfectly round sounds crazy to me. I think these are definitely art.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
Before we go, a few words on transitions. As many of you know, KMUW News Director Tom Schein retired recently. His last day in the office was New Year's Eve. I stepped into the news director role unofficially a few months ago. Tom's plan was to teach me the ropes while he was still here to answer questions. His desk was about 6 steps away from mine, and I'm pretty sure I wore a path in the carpet with all my trips into his office to seek advice on one thing or another. Tom took a chance when he hired me nearly 5 years ago. I had worked more than 3 decades in newspapers, but didn't know much about writing or producing radio stories. I have since grown to love public radio and my new family here at KMUW. Before he left, Tom gave me a book on leadership by a well-known life coach. Tom's inscription quoted General Motors CEO Mary Barra, who said, "It's okay to admit what you don't know. It's okay to ask for help. In fact, it's essential." Below it, Tom wrote, "Trust yourself." This news director job comes with huge shoes to fill, size 12, I'm told. Fortunately, we have a great team here, and Tom has prepped me well. I'm excited for the transition. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Carly Cooper, Beth Golay, Jonathan Huber, Andy Sun, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.